You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international. We cover down on all the issues like the dude just said. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, welcome to Thursday. Now, wait, let me get straight now. Boomer, is this your least favorite day of the year or week?
Yeah, Thursday is my least favorite day of the week.
Okay. All right.
But it makes it better because now we have Boomer and McQueen Day.
It's true. We made it Boomer and McQueen Day, and it's also Friday Eve.
Yeah, so both of those make it better.
All right. I'm glad. All right. Well, hey, welcome to Thursday, all of you, one day away from the onset of the weekend. So we're glad you're with us. Had a big day yesterday. I got a ton of text messages that I was not even able to get to because we had that that awesome interview with the folks from Elm Foundation, which, by the way, I got a lot of feedback on that. We'll talk about that later. But anyway, all that to say, we got a full slate for you today. And so at 3:30 p.m., Boomer and McQueen. You heard that already. Boomer and McQueen, my favorite segment of every single week. We sit down and we ping in the youngins and try to get their opinions, and they tell me what's what, and it's just good. I usually walk away from that one smiling. So, yeah, Boomer and McQueen, 3:30. At 4 o'clock, Justin Bogey, he's been on the show many times. Justin Bogey, the fiscal analyst with the Alabama Policy Institute, is going to be on to break down some of the spending in D.C. and in Montgomery, and it's crazy. Just crazy. So, yeah, 4 o'clock, Justin Bogey, fiscal analyst with the Alabama Policy Institute. And then there's that whole triple dipper, so hit it.
The triple dipper. Three stories you've got to know.
That's right, the triple dipper. Three stories, three themes, if you will, that you got to know as we run today's show. Number one, out the gate, military-minded. I got a series of stories. I mean, I know I got a bunch of you green suiters out there. I got a bunch of folks that are veterans, people that are still on active duty or work in civil service or just have veterans in their hearts. And I'm going to tell you right now, you're going to care some of the stories that I've got. Military-minded, the whole first segment of the triple dipper. We'll cover down on stories you're going to want to know there. Number two, go woke, go broke. Yeah. Well, it's an amazing series of just like stupidity that you see around the nation right now. As retailers and service providers and other companies apparently are just dead set on alienating the vast majority of their base. It's a question that has to be answered. We're going to talk about it. Go woke, go broke, and I got examples, and you're going to want to hear them. And then number three on the triple dipper, in conjunction with the conversation with Justin Bogey, Spendorama. So we got a Spendorama going on in D.C., but I'll be honest with you, we got a Spendorama going on down in Montgomery right now. And there are issues with spending in government that we have got to deal with. And so Justin Bogey is going to help us break that down. Number three on the triple dipper, Spendorama. And then let me jump over to my comments for the day. So this is like a total aside. This is not in conjunction with one of my dippers. This is just something that I've seen just in the news the last few days, and it just really got under my skin. You know, this is a law enforcement friendly show. This show is going to air on the side of the blue every time. Now, if something goes wrong and we realize it's wrong, we'll call it wrong. But the reality is, in my opinion, the error should be in favor of the blue as the stories unfold. I don't know if you heard the story that came out a few days ago, but apparently two employees of a Lululemon store in the Atlanta area just lost their jobs because they reported a robbery. First of all, what's a Lululemon? I hope those are clothes just for women because I may have to question the manhood of any man who wears something branded with the name of Lululemon, but we'll hold off on that for now. You're not wearing Lululemon, are you, right now, Boomer? Just
not right now.
All right, but here's the story as we know it. This past week, two employees of a Lululemon store in Peachtree Corners were terminated after they confronted two young thugs that were wearing hoodies and face masks who were brazenly loading up their arms of merchandise and just walking out the door in broad daylight. And it was apparently not the first time this had happened. And we've all seen the videos now online or on the news of criminals treating retail stores like a cheap buffet and loading up whatever they want and just walking out with impunity. Well, these two women that worked there at the Lululemon store, what did they do? What was their transgression? They yelled at them to stop. They videoed the thieves in the act, which is called evidence, and they called 911. And they were terminated because apparently Lululemon has a quote-unquote zero-tolerance policy for interventions. That's intervention? There was a time when anywhere in this country, zero tolerance was against the ones committing the crime, not the ones pointing out the crime. And to be honest, there's still places in this country where no one's going to be allowed to walk out without paying for a pack of bubblegum without facing some serious street justice. But in liberal bastions around this country, there's been a shift in the dynamic, a shift, disturbingly, towards victimizing the victims, polarizing the police, and mollycoddling the criminals. Now, what is it about liberals that makes them averse to law enforcement? And I'm sure it's not all liberals, but I don't know of any conservatives that are averse to law enforcement. The whole defund the police movement is rooted in the vast misconception or outright lie that having fewer police officers on the beat means that our society is going to be more fair, equitable, less racist. But anyone who's ever been on the wrong side of a criminal act knows that if you don't have the means to actually enforce the laws, enforce them with men and women who are called and trained and equipped to protect and defend, to form that thin blue line between order and disorder, that if we don't have them with us, then all that we truly get is anarchy and grief and suffering. Criminals don't obey laws. That's the very essence of what it means to be a criminal, right? What stops bad guys from doing bad things is good guys willing to do good things. And that's not hyperbole. That's just common sense. Lululemon, they're a private entity. They're knuckleheads that run it, but it's still private. But what about when government abdicates its authority to criminals? One of the primary functions of governance is to provide security to its citizens, and that's not always happening these days. Perhaps the prime example of how to screw up a beautiful community is the city of Chicago, the Windy City, the city of the big shoulders, one of the greatest cities on earth. And it's being run into the ground by liberal policies, which include an aversion to actual law enforcement. This past Memorial Day weekend was one of the deadliest on record in Chicago. By Monday afternoon of the long weekend, 11 people had been killed and 38 wounded in Chicago streets. Chicago, like many bastions of liberal governance, is losing population as people are fleeing high taxes and corruption, poor schools, and yes, unsafe streets. So, between Democrat Governor J.B. Pritzker and the new Democrat Mayor Brandon Johnson, you would think they'd combine to form some type of a plan, right? I mean, I would have hoped to hear the plan would include additional law enforcement with arrest authority and the backing of the local force for assistance when needed, the ability to actually apply years of quality police training and commitment to apprehend and arrest and detain criminals on the streets of one of America's greatest cities. The Chicago police force is severely depleted. They need those extra bodies. But no, that's not the liberal way. So what did they do? Well, with the help of the governor's office and support of the police skeptical new mayor, they deployed roughly 30 so-called peacekeepers into Chicago streets. Peacekeepers, people that wear yellow vests, whose function was to provide a so-called, quote, essential assistance in de-escalation, conflict resolution, and crisis support. Wow. 30 vest-wearing do-gooders in a city of 2.75 million people. Well, that'll do it. So how'd that work out? Well, aside from the escalated deaths and injuries that I told you about a minute ago, one of those peacekeepers was actually arrested for robbing and beating a man. I kid you not. While he was wearing his yellow peacekeeper vest, townhall.com reports it like this. They said, quote, "A Chicago man wearing a neon yellow peacekeeper's vest helped a group of people to beat and rob a motorist in the Little Village on Friday night, according to Chicago police. The allegations come after city and state officials had lauded the use of peacekeepers as a tool they would deploy over Memorial Day weekend to help tamp down violence across the city. The man's name, Oscar Montez, he's 31 years old, was held without bail on charges of robbery, aggravated battery, and unlawful vehicular invasion Sunday afternoon. CPD, Chicago Police Department, surveillance officers, reported that a group of people had pulled a man from a car and started beating him. A police surveillance camera recorded the entire attack. Officers who reviewed the footage identified a man wearing a yellow vest as one of the attackers. When police officers searched the area, they quickly located Montez walking away from them while wearing a neon peacekeeper's vest. According to the arrest report, Montez himself is on parole for a 2012 case in which he pleaded guilty to aggravated discharge of a firearm. Montez was originally charged with attempted murder, but pleaded guilty to the lesser charge. He served 10 years. He just got out in 2022, according to the Illinois Department of Corrections records. Huh. Does that sound like a peacekeeper to you? I mean, sure, it's only one guy out of 30, right? But let's be honest. He wasn't vetted, he wasn't trained, he wasn't trustworthy, and he had no accountability. So what stock should we put in the other 29 so-called peacekeepers who likely went through the same recruiting and hiring effort? Well, the bottom line is this. Since the inception of this great nation, we have always had the ability to put good law enforcement officers on the streets of our cities and towns. It's an honorable and much-needed profession. People who are inclined to commit crimes, they're not likely to respond favorably to kind words or sensitivity training by people in yellow vests. They need to know that the true blue, is able to back up their words with actions. And at Right Side Radio, we back the blue, the true blue, not some fake rendition of community action, the true blue. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Yeah. Lululemon. I don't know who thought that was a great idea. Let's have a zero tolerance policy. We don't intervene when somebody steals. That's going to work out well for you. That's why stores are shutting down in major cities out west, left and right. But the bigger picture I've got here is, why does liberal America think that less law enforcement is really going to bring peace to our communities? It doesn't. It doesn't at all. And Chicago bears that out. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. You guys, stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Saving the world one soundbite at a time. I just showed Boomer a video during the break. So
you did.
Yeah. So breaking story, President Biden just totally, crashed and burned on a stage, handing out diplomas at the Air Force Academy graduation. And I don't mean like a little bit. He went down hard, bro.
A lot of bit. Not only that, it was hard to get up.
Oh, I think that's the worst part.
Yeah.
It's one thing to trip, but if you're a public figure, you want to jump to your feet, wave your hands in the air and go, whatever, and laugh at yourself and move on. No. It took three guys to get him up, and at first he couldn't get back up. Can we stop pretending he's okay?
Yeah. We need to.
And I get it. People trip and fall down, but he's doing it a lot. He openly can't figure out where to go. It's just so obvious. It's so painful to watch. And not only that, let's go one step further. This is at the Air Force Academy graduation. So you're looking at a whole host of brand spanking new Air Force, Academy grads who are mm-hmm. watching their commander in chief take a spill and can't get up. It does not inspire confidence.
No, it does not.
Hey, sir, when I'm flying over enemy territory and I need authority to drop bombs, are you going to be asleep because you needed a nap? What's going to happen? What are the rules of engagement? Don't wake the president while we're at war? What's the deal?
Ooh. Yeah. That's a whole nother.
There's layers inside this one little video that are just, there's more to it. Okay, enough of that. Oh, my gosh. Text lines are open, by the way, 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. Wade from Huntsville, with regards to my monologue, says, Lululemons are highly overpriced yoga pants made famous on TikTok for accentuating the buttocks.
Okay. I probably don't disagree.
All the more reason
disagree,
for us. Yeah. So. There's a description. You know what? They'll probably take that and put that on the ad.
They would.
Please come buy our highly overpriced yoga pants made famous on TikTok for accentuating the buttocks. That's what it says. Wow. Okay. On sale today. Whew. Okay. Anyway. Rock from Huntsville is brand new. Like that. Rock from Huntsville. The band brand new in the text line. Glad you're here. Edith Flat says, this woke crap's got to stop. I'm fed up with it. I'm with you, bro, and a whole lot of others. John from Huntsville says, Phil, did you know today is National Game Show Day? So what is your favorite game show of all time? Let me ponder on that one a minute, because I have some fond memories of things when I was a kid, like Match Game and Let's Make a Deal and The Price is Right. Probably The Price is Right. Anyway, Brian from Huntsville says, Colonel, you misunderstood Peacekeeper, as in P-I-E-C-E, not Peacekeeper, like peace. Yellow Vest keeps society in pieces. I see what you did. All right. Tony from Piedmont says, can't find how Mike Rogers voted last night. Do you know? Yes, I do, and I will tell it in the Third Dipper. Our delegation was split. We had some fur and some again. So I'll get that to you here in a bit, Tony. JT Lacey Springs, with regards to the dude in the yellow vest in my monologue, Montez, he said, did Montez assume the yellow vest gave him criminal privilege, or is it just me? Yes, that's what I'm assuming. Got a caller on line one. I'll take it real quick before we go to the break. Steven, Madison, how you doing?
Man, you get me 2 days in a row. It must be your lucky week.
I'm saying. What's up, brother?
Listen, that Lululemon story you just told ties right into, I guess, what you said yesterday about the need for tort reform.
Yeah.
The reason why they tell those employees, kids, whoever, to not confront them is because if they do and that kid gets shot, then his family sues Lululemon for not properly training them on how to handle, you know, scenarios like that. So they tell them to keep your, you know, stay low and stay away and let them walk out.
Yeah, you know, and I don't disagree. Well, like for instance, somebody comes into a bank and wants to rob the bank, you just go ahead and press the silent alarm button, call 911 after the emergency, but in the meantime, cooperate and don't put yourself at risk. That's what security guards and police are for. But I think what's really aggravating here is what they did was they called them out and videoed them, and they were actually terminated, according to Lululemon, because they videoed the transgression because they say that was confrontational. I'm thinking, that's called evidence.
Yeah.
But
I don't disagree, man. We live in a stupid world.
It's hard to cure stupid, too. And there's no known
it
cure
is.
For that. All right, Steven, have a great day, man.
You too. Bye.
Bye. What do you do? What else have I got here for the break? John from Lexington just texted in and said, would make a great life alert commercial. That's the fall of the president, I'm pretty sure. I've fallen, and I can't get up. Yeah, I've fallen, and it takes three Secret Service men to get me back on my feet. Because that's what it is. Let me count real quick. There's the video replaying again on my screen. And one, two, and three men help him standing back on his feet. Oh, my gosh. By the way, Roughly Ann from Huntsville, Roughly Ann says, Lululemon free today. Anytime you come in, just grab what you want. Yeah, it's not expensive when you shop at Peachtree Corners. And then JC and Madison. So if I remember correctly, during the Normandy invasion, Hitler was informed of the invasion, but his staff did not want to wake him up because he was taking a nap. You are exactly correct, sir. That is true. And it was maddening to the Germans, but it was helpful to us. All right, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. Be right back.